The governor's office plans to meet with leaders from Bethel and the nearby village of Neposkiac to discuss the impact that legal alcohol sales in Bethel are having on the region. KYUK's Teresa Katsourilis has more.
The idea of a meeting was the governor's response to a resolution issued by Neposkiac's tribal council this week, which urged Governor Walker to declare a state of emergency in their region. According to tribal council members, having a legal liquor store in Bethel has led to an increase in alcohol-related deaths in their village that they compared to the state's opioid crisis. Tribal Administrator Sharon Williams says that five Neposkiac residents have died in alcohol-related incidents since Bethel legalized alcohol sales in May 2016. That's a little over 1% of the village's total population. Williams says she hasn't heard from the governor's office yet. Governor Walker's press secretary, Austin Baird, said that the governor's office plans to iron out the details of a meeting between Bethel and Neposkiac leaders within the next 2 weeks.
There's been a lot of attention to the opioid epidemic, and that certainly is an enormous challenge and an enormous issue, but certainly alcohol has been a constant issue. I mean, it's a very painful and complicated issue, and that I would expect would be part of the conversation.
Baird added that questions surrounding Bethel's liquor store specifically should be addressed at a community level. Inspired by the Neposkiac Tribal Council, the Village of Marshall issued its own resolution this afternoon, urging Governor Walker to declare a state of emergency in their community too. Tribal Administrator Nick Andrew claims Bethel's liquor store has contributed to an increase in alcohol-related crime in Marshall, but he says the real issue is the village has no way of coping with it. Beyond occasional visits from state troopers, Marshall hasn't had a police force or any other law enforcement in over a decade.
You know, we have a generation of children being born, and they have no idea what a police department is. You all take police officers for granted. And once it's taken away, there's an uneasiness that envelops any given community.
Andrew claims that state budget cuts mean Marshall can no longer afford law enforcement. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.